and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Howard playing Taluga.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
What a silly, silly one.
Yeah. I mean, I knew this would be like, I feel like you guys had so much, like, once I threw Big T and, like, Australian Frogs at you, I'm like, they got to goof off with them for a good episode. There's no way they're going to be able to lock in right away.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you, so Howard, for helping me out and doing one of the frogs when you were asleep.
I was so happy.
I'm like, I'm getting all my stuff back. Oh, I don't get the role.
He was whiffing the perception rolls on purpose so we could keep doing the frog.
A little bit, yeah. I rolled weirdly high on a lot of those disadvantages.
Yeah, that was a fun one. There was a lot of NPCs in that one, so I was like, shit, everyone has to talk at an equal amount, but there's literally like Big T, three frogs, Reggie.
The Briar Children got no mic time.
Briar Children, Luga, and Cobbler. And I was like, that's a lot, but I'm happy you guys were like, let's separate this and have them do the very loud siege while we infiltrate the city. Very pumped for next episode.
Well, I mean, my idea is I don't want Ivy's kids in danger.
Yes.
But I will give them highly combustible explosives. Yeah.
Perfect.
Can't wait to see the nukes pop.
Yeah.
I just gave them three hydrogen bombs.
I know. It feels like a waste.
And I gave Theo a Tomahawk missile.
I know. Yeah. I do want to go see
Yerg.
Oh, he's going to be so happy with my booms.
Without all of your explosions.
I love Yerg. Tiny Italian kobold was...
He's fun.
You know, come on. How do you say no?
Spaghetti man.
Yeah, that was a cool one.
I don't
little,
like...
Little spooky scene.
Luga's antagonizing him.
I couldn't help it, man.
He's being a shitty little brother.
I just...
You're being a shitty older brother.
You need it. I think what it really is I love Glebnor, like, fighting off assholes. Like, Reggie and then now Luga just... Like needling you a little bit is so funny. He turned into like immediately. I was like, yeah, he's gonna be a shitty little brother. But I couldn't like at first. I was like, he can't just be like a little ball of positive sunshine to everyone. And it made the most sense.
Of course, yeah, of course. Yes. And then of course, Taluga's 100% on his side.
Yeah.
Classic family dynamic.
I've seen the slippery slope you've been going down, you gambling addict.
Oh, sorry for making us tons of money. Shit costs money.
That's true. Glebnor's crimes really are kind of bankrolling this operation.
We got a whole taqueria going.
We could have more.
Yeah. Not through gambling.
What about sleight of hand stealing?
I already said we smash and grab.
I know we do. That's the thing.
He's cool with crime, yeah. but a legitimate way.
Robbery, the very cool crime of robbery. But if you take money off a corpse.
More specifically, smash. I'm all for stealing things that have value, not stealing the value.
It's a fucking fine line.
You know, Kuatoa culture is complex, all right?
Well, I like trinkets and gadgets. I don't necessarily want the money.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but we need the money.
Yeah.
Hence the taco stand.
Yeah.
And possibly...
Yeah, that's the thing about running a church. It is expensive.
Listen, if I could keep the haggling the way I have been...
We're going to have to set up the tithing situation here.
I know. What the hell? All these followers are getting free juice.
Right. What's the point of having a church if you're not going to squeeze parishioners a little?
I don't know if we talked about it last time, but...
Oh, I don't want a mega church.
I did love the idea that anytime Theo rolls a nat 1, it's a frog getting a spell slot.
I love not telling him that I know that information, and that's why, because he wouldn't have given those spell slots at it.
I probably would have shot them.
Which is why I did...
just, I don't need my gun jamming, so...
Yeah, anytime... You get a nat 1, they'll get a spell slot. Or if you want to like give them spell slots, I'll make you give them your trick shot slots, which I know you're not going to want to give them. So
not one bit. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, they're little dummies.
They're great. I love them.
Yeah.
It's Theo's a little annoyed because he's like, all right, why are they jumping all around me? Just relax.
Yeah. They're rowdy teens.
It's part of being a god.
Yeah. Well, I was like, who would join? I mean, number one, you guys like really made a mark on the swamp. So,
after that,
the crossing of the Delaware.
Yeah, I mean, that image is going to be, branded in the minds of bullywugs for generations to come. So, It made sense that you'd get a couple of little goobs who just fire off Eldritch Blasts.
I love the idea of them trying to reenact it, too. To see who becomes a warlock, whoever goes the furthest.
I don't know. You guys, it's one of those things where in the story, it made sense for all these things to kind of come together. But in the reality of it, I was like, I got to voice so many guys. So many guys.
Well, the Bullywugs all kind of have the exact same voice.
That's true. And Luga is just tiny Reggie.
Yeah.
It's Reggie with like a little more of a, I'm smaller. Oh, no.
Until he gets bigger or she gets bigger.
Yeah, I think Luga's going to be a male. I don't know how important it is for a spider, really, but I know you want to be, I feel like you want to be a female so we can lay a bunch of eggs and a whole new clutch of lugas.
Female spiders are also the larger ones.
Oh, okay. I'll let you guys decide. Luga's been kind of...
Can we do a spider check?
What would the spider check be?
How's our Underdark spiders doing? Are they being trained well?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we'll find that out when we call...
Oh, yeah. We'll call the king soon.
Yeah.
Get my flipping coin.
Howard has left the table to go find his flipping coin, which I did not know you had over there.
What are you, Two-Face?
I got a 50-cent
coin. Okay.
Wow, that's really handy.
He's got a Kennedy silver dollar that he's going to flip.
Harvey Dent over here.
Sorry, do you guys not like flipping coins?
All right.
This is going to hit the table so loudly.
I'm not going to call it. Who wants
I'm calling
to?
It.
All right.
Heads is call it in the air. Tails will be male.
All right. Taluga's a girl.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Taluga?
Luga.
Sorry, Luga. Sorry, Taluga's confused.
Okay.
Bouncicles got a feeling away.
That means that Luga will get pretty big.
Yeah.
And there will be a potential for Luga to birth a whole new nation of spiders.
No. They'll eat her.
Oh.
Such is the circle of life.
Mm. She's a telltale bitch anyway, so.
You better hope I don't hear this.
After show, I can say whatever I want.
Because I'm going to have to beat my son.
Whip me my own pseudopods. Ah!
Dealing him a whopping 8 damage each punch.
I mean,
that he'll forget to rage through.
For sure.
You guys are getting there, all right? It's a hard game. It's fun to be back in Tidal for a little bit. You know, it is as much for me. It's like we didn't actually.
We're back in the ass.
You guys didn't really get a ton of time there, if you think about it, hang out.
We immediately hit the road.
Yeah. I think maybe 2 or 3 sessions at the most, you got to really kind of like hang and explore and kind of.
We hit the road at like the beginning of episode 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. We hit the road after we murdered that porcupine chick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to leave now.
Yeah.
Don't investigate.
Yeah, you're lucky that there was a full-on, almost ethnic genocide very quickly after you murdered a humanoid creature in a very small-knit town.
Hey, she attacked us.
That's true.
It was self-defense.
Yeah. Also, if I'm not mistaken, didn't she get melted?
Yeah.
She got souped.
She got souped.
I got her head on my head.
She was the original soupening.
Yeah. She was the first souper.
No evidence.
I like the idea that there's like a porcupine private detective who was like 2 days on the case.
I got her hat.
Oh, yeah. You took her little cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I have destroy the evidence.
You guys forgot I have a cowboy hat on this whole time. Yeehaw, partner.
We got matching hats.
All the cannonballing and fastball special in the hat has not moved an inch.
No.
It has one of those little strings that goes underneath his head.
It is one of the few things that will not slip on Taluga.
I have, not gonna lie, totally forgot you've had a cowboy hat on. I'm trying to now in my mind flashback to all the different scenes that have happened in this podcast.
Every time I went flying, I've been holding my hat.
I'm gonna have to update the character art on the fucking cover.
Yeah, you gotta add my kick.
You have like Doctor Strangelove on the thing. Cowboy hat and exploding rock under him.
So I was gonna say, one of these times I'm gonna set up an exploding rock and I'm just gonna ride it in.
We are due for a new character art. I'm very lazy and not good at drawing. So
also busy.
Yeah, we're pretty busy. I mean, it usually takes me about a day per episode to kind of put all the music where I want it. And I think it takes Chris about a day to edit all that together. But then he has to do the rough cut first.
He cuts out all our heavy breathing.
Yeah.
and are mumbling.
Yeah, we got reprimanded for mumbling.
Someone salty about being reprimanded.
We got reprimanded for mumbling.
Not just his mumbling.
Well, yeah.
I'm pretty sure I mumbled a lot, so I'm like, I get it.
I mumbled too. That message, I felt real called out.
Well, you know.
And I scream too much, apparently.
We've been at this a while. We probably should get a little bit of mic discipline. It's fine.
We're fine. We're fine.
We'll be all right.
It's fine. It's fine.
Chris can then edit in his rebuttal if he wants one. I don't think he listens to the after show that much when he edits them, so.
You don't even know, Chris. Blah.
So yeah, what episode was this? Was this 35?
35.
Yeah. Wow.
35. Also, I just want to point out, you set up the whole, like, he's Jesus arc on episode 33.
Did? Oh, that's a good point. Wow. Interesting.
Religious Interesting. Parallels.
I mean, hey, we've said it a couple times. This is basically stupid Dune. So I guess... Oh, yeah, we can actually talk about it.
Yeah, because we couldn't before.
I'm so sorry. We didn't let Mark and Haru listen to the new episode until it just came out. So we can also use this episode, which didn't, let's be real, wasn't that like action-packed, to talk about the Man in Black.
Yeah. I don't like him.
I know.
I don't like your grandpa.
It's fine. You know,
I totally
trust
him.
It's a grandpa. Not everyone likes grandpas.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It's like the grandpa that's trying to live through your accomplishments.
Yeah.
He's trying to pull some kind of fucking god nepotism.
I already called it out. It's like, what was it? My Hero. He's just trying to take over your being.
That's why when you get that sword, you have to let one of us hang on to it. Just in case we need to strike you down with it.
A good punch will solve everything.
Usually.
Everyone acts tough until they're punched in the face. All right.
It's true.
That's the thing with those like kind of more intense roleplay sessions. Sometimes you're just so locked in, you forget to ask for checks because there was no insight check on him, really.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, your passive insight, I guess, told you that what he was saying all appeared true. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you had to make a pretty weird choice, which is like, do you accept the power of the God of Death? But you'll then have to take his place at the end of this whole wacky adventure.
Yeah.
I know you guys are going to be mad at me. Like, Theo won't be in the final shot of everyone enjoying the, like, fruit of your labor.
We'll see about that.
Is it the Jedi ghost in the corner?
I also wanted you guys to give you guys a good 60 or so episodes to plot how to get out of it. So I trust you. I feel like you guys are more than capable of
You seem to think this is going to end on 100.
It's not.
Guys,
we still have to go to the moon.
We do got to go to the moon. There is a moon arc.
I got
to
make a rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of episodes still.
We don't have to make a rocket.
I have to make a rocket. Sorry.
We just have to steal a rocket from...
From who? Who's making rockets?
Vaguta. He's coming here in one, and presumably he knows how to land it.
Well, presumably it only fits one goo.
That's what Grappa's for.
That's one other person.
He's going to be out in heaven, being a god.
In heaven?
Let's assume we're going to the moon before he's godified, or after he's godified.
All right, well then, I guess I'll just hang on to the outside.
You can hold your breath really long. Just stay in Glebnor.
I can hold my breath really long.
Yeah, but you can't... I mean, I don't... really know how we would
do
that.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You guys get plenty of time.
But once we have those two rockets, we can put our team on it and make more.
Okay.
No one else is learning rocket propulsion other than me.
Yeah, but I mean, you're Handsome Huff.
Yeah.
They're making rocket launchers.
Right.
Let's not forget.
On a bigger scale, you'll be able to, the boom, I mean, Jurg's going to want to be there for.
Yeah.
And Handsome Huff, if he gets to put his logo on it, we'll fucking help
you
out for no
problem.
We've already established he's all for sponsoring.
I like to picture that there's one actual rocket scientist listening to this podcast who's just like, none of that would work. What the hell are they talking about?
Escape velocity. We know stuff.
You guys are just going to make your own little Cape Canaveral in the middle of Macaria.
We'll be like the Wright brothers.
It's like you're playing Civilization and you go for the science victory. It's like, if we can get off this planet, we win.
We're forgetting a very, very big part of the rockets. We have a map to Ellie.
Okay.
She probably knows a lot about rockets.
I don't think so.
Or, if she doesn't, she can probably flip through that book pretty quickly.
I think at this point, I might know more about rockets than her.
Yeah, but she's most she's likely smarter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
To an extreme
we'll
degree.
We'll see who's smarter when Luga meets her.
Yeah, the master artificer of the floating city of Yeagaron.
Wow. Or my son, Spider Luga. This
house spider. A spider holding a pencil that's way too big, taking him forever to do one calculation.
I like the idea that I can just picture Toluga trying to quiz both of them to see who gets the answers quicker, but they're not like smart questions. They're just questions that Toluga thinks that Luga will answer and just leaning it towards him to be like,
how many legs do you have?
What? Two.
Wrong. He hits a buzzer wicked quick.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be fun.
We already established that Luga's intelligence will grow.
Yeah, I mean, that just makes sense.
So, in theory, he could be smarter.
Depends on when we meet up with her, I suppose.
Yeah. We'll be for a little bit. I'm going to space these arcs out a little. But, I mean, I don't know. 100 episodes just seems clean.
Feed Luga demon meat?
But I don't know.
Don't let your OCD get in the way of fun.
I mean, if we're nearing episode 100 and I don't feel like the story is ready for the end, we won't do it. But we'll see.
Well, I don't want you to feel like you got to rush it.
I don't
want to
rush. Yeah, that's the thing. If it feels like we still get some like good legs for the last couple bits of arc.
Does the term waylaid by jackassery mean nothing to you?
That's true. Well, my laptop just died because apparently this is not plugged in.
Did I kick the cable maybe?
No. This laptop just might be bad.
Power strip is off.
Okay. Oh,
thank God I put batteries in the recorder.
Okay. Well,
that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
Extremely horrible.
Well, we're going to have a quick
little... I remembered. That was nice going.
We'll have a nice little panic attack tech sesh. We'll catch you guys next time. Mark, take us out.
Hey, thanks as always for listening. I hope you're having fun because God knows we are. And I just want to shout out some new listeners. We're got some new countries under our belt and some new, good old hometown listeners of the U.S. So thanks. The word is spreading slowly but surely. Make sure you keep spreading the good word. And as always, we're back at the house. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.